On Fridays, we bring you Story Corps. Ordinary people ask each other questions, and their conversations add up to an oral history of America. You almost never get a bad story when you ask, how did you two meet? That's where the story begins for Catherine and Scott Kohanek. They first met while working at an elementary school in Minnesota, and school became an unlikely source of good fortune.
We met each other at Kenwood Elementary in Minneapolis, where I was a custodian, and you, Catherine, were a special ed teacher.
I remember watching you move around the school. You were sliding down the banisters, popping bubble gum, and I used to think, they're watching you. Man, you have to be a good example to these kids. And then I watched you with your guitar, getting in the classrooms and singing, getting so involved with the kids. And so I asked you a question that you told me later a lot of people had asked. Why aren't you a teacher? And then I found out that you didn't think college was meant for you or you could cut it. And then we started to talk because a teacher in me came out. I have questions for you, wayward boy.
I was always ready for a conversation with you. It was the best time of my day.
I would sit there, you know, do my paperwork at the end of the day and watch the clock. And I could hear you coming down the hall because you were pushing the big rolling garbage can.
People would often say, you look like you're in a hurry. Well, I had things to get done because I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Go hang out in your room.
When you came in and emptied my trash, you would always sit on the counter by the door.
That was a favorite place of mine to sit, with my feet up on the chair, and then our conversations would go on for hours and hours.
I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I think I'm falling in love. This isn't good. I remember that.
And then there came a time when I realized that my path was, you know, seriously going to change. After 18 and a half years of being a custodian, I stepped into college for the first time.
And I remember when you first started college, you're pushing your garbage can, and you came up to me really, really excited. You had written your first paper, and you had gotten an A. Do you remember that?
It was the scariest thing I had ever done. And when it came time to get a job, I went back to Kenwood as a second grade teacher, and that's where I've been ever since. So it became obvious.
But what became obvious?
That we were going to get married. So why did we get married at Kenwood School?
Well, of course we're going to get married at the school. I do remember asking you, what do you want? And knowing it would be unconventional.
We got married in the lunchroom and served milk and cookies.
And then the students always go, on the stage? Yeah, where we have the school store. Yeah, on that stage. It's funny, you know. You and I both work there now. We take our kids down to the lunchroom, you know. Get in line, kids. And every once in a while, I just turn my head and I glance up at that stage, and I just smile.
Catherine and Scott Kohanek at the StoryCorps booth in New York City. These conversations are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. To learn how to record an interview of your own, just visit NPR.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.